More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Even though Idaho hospitals are overwhelmed, it is still critically important to continue getting your regular health screenings during the pandemic. In fact, doctors are reporting they're seeing an uptick once again in men being diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. And the reason? Many are putting off their screenings because of COVID. Dr. Joe Williams is the president of the Idaho Medical Association and a board-certified urologist. He's joining us live today to talk more about this. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Williams.
Hello.
So prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in men. And Dr. Williams, some sobering news coming from the American Cancer Society about the year 2020. Can you talk to us about what we're seeing in regards to prostate cancer deaths?
I'm actually not aware of death data of mm-hmm. cases of increased prostate cancer deaths in 2020. It won't surprise me if that's what the data shows. What we've seen locally is a decrease in prostate cancer diagnoses in the face of a significantly growing population. So I think it's obvious evidence that people aren't getting to their doctors to get a PSA check and a rectal exam done.
So why is it so important for men to be screened for prostate cancer, in particular, you know, earlier?
So indeed, early diagnosis leads to better individual outcomes. So if a person wants to get their prostate cancer diagnosed, it doesn't cause symptoms when it's localized, and so therefore we have to go looking for it with a PSA test, hopefully every year or every other year, and then a digital rectal exam. It's critical to have that monitored because we want to catch cases as early as we reasonably can so that the outcomes for treatment are maximized.
So you said that you're seeing decreased people being diagnosed with this, but yet we are having more and more people move here. You've been seeing this, though, throughout the pandemic, correct? I mean, so here we are a year and a half into this.
Exactly. Yeah, I had a conversation with our pathologist, Dr. Joe Kranz. This was last August, about this very issue. And he affirmed that, indeed, he has seen from our practice, And he does all of our prostate biopsies, a marked decrease in the number of biopsy specimens that we submit to him. Mm-hmm. And the last time that happened was back in 2011, when the Preventative Services Task Force, a government body, began recommending against routine screening in all men. The upshot of that was relatively quickly, in a 2 to 3 year time frame, an increase in the diagnoses of metastatic prostate cancer that led that group to soften their recommendations, saying, indeed, it should be a conversation between the individual man and their physician, as opposed to recommending against screening. So we've seen this kind of trend before, but that was induced by a government recommendation, as opposed to this strange, otherworldly shutdown phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. But Dr. Williams, I mean, do you think that some of this is happening because there's so much, you know, information out there, right? I mean, in particular, right now, our hospitals are practicing at critical standards of care levels. There is an idea like, don't go to the hospital, don't go to the doctor. And do you think we have to kind of reframe this conversation? Because it's one thing to not go to the emergency room if you absolutely don't need to go there. But I would think that you could still get in to see your doctor to get
absolutely.
These screenings done.
Absolutely. I'm in full agreement with you. Going to the emergency room right now is difficult because there are a lot of people there with upper respiratory tract infection symptoms. They routinely aren't being admitted unless they have to be. But the ER is busy, and for us as providers to try to decompress the emergency rooms is a good idea. We're full speed in our clinic, and the vast majority of specialty clinics are full speed. We're not filled with COVID patients because people don't come to see a urologist with upper respiratory tract infection symptoms primarily. they go to urgent care centers and they go to their main doctors, their family medicine doctors for that. So everybody else is wide open for business and ready to resume a normal process of routine cancer screenings and routine health screenings, colonoscopies, things such as that.
So how often should someone be screened for prostate cancer?
So men should get a baseline PSA somewhere between 35 and 45. Earlier, if they have a family history. If that PSA between 35 and 45 is less than one, then they don't have to worry about their prostate until they're 50. Then, once they hit 50, every year or two, and I hedge more toward every year, to visit their family medicine doctor or their internal medicine doctor to get a PSA and a digital rectal exam.
And I just want to make it clear before I let you go that if men are hesitating, if they are putting this off because they don't want to overwhelm doctors, we need to change that thinking and you need to get screened for this.
Absolutely. Again, avoiding the urgent care centers, the urgent care practices, or the emergency rooms is valid at this time, especially during this Delta surge. But everybody else is open for business, and routine business should be continuing. We're seeing all over the map patients that have delayed care in general, not just with prostate cancer screening, but with other things. I have a dear old gentleman who we've been following for kidney stones, and he hasn't seen us in a year and a half, and he now has a much worse kidney stone problem that we're going to have to do more work on than we would have had we kept up our every 6-month surveillance of his kidney stone problem. So that has nothing to do with cancer, but it's still going to impact him, and he's elderly, and so it's a difficult situation, and we're seeing a lot of repercussions.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this today. We've been talking with Dr. Joe Williams. He is the president of the Idaho Medical Association and a board-certified urologist, urging people to go in and get those screenings, in particular men with screenings for prostate cancer. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
You bet.
More Idaho Matters next.